If you haven't figured it out by now, Salt and Pepa is here, and so is Pookie from Pay Dirt. That's right. It's the first time we're getting together for our first podcast for our first season of the NCAA Football OD. We are what TSO likes to call Premier. What's up? I'm JFace907. I'm here with your commissioner of Pushing for Pay Dirt, iPinch. Talk to me, buddy. How you doing?
What's going on, Justin? I'm Salt, your Pepper. That work?
I'm more of a DJ Spinderella. You know, I like to get on the ones and twos.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough.
But so, as I mentioned, we are brand new. We are, can you say promoted when you start off brand new and you're just right there, cream of the crop? Not talking about that OD, but Premier League status. I'm thrilled, man. I can't believe it.
Yeah, you know, it's a huge honor to me and obviously all you guys. So lots to live up to, but I'm pretty confident this group is more than capable.
Now, let's not get our audience twisted here. iPinch and I go way back, so if we throw out our first names, don't worry. I'm Justin, JFace907. iPinch is Steve. Like I said, we go way back. So, Steve, go ahead and give me your history on TSO. Why are you here? Why are you a commissioner of a Premier League now?
All right, so I guess I've been on TSO for about 2 years now. Coming up in July will be my anniversary. Before that, I spent several years on Operation Sports, ran a lot of pretty good leagues that you were involved with, and I believe, I think it was Nautica, Mike, Nautica on TSO, he got a hold of us and knew we were pretty reputable guys over at OS, and we had run some good leagues, and dragged us over here to get involved in RMG, and haven't really looked back since. You know, it's one of the best moves I've ever made. You know, thank you, Nautica, for showing me the light. And yeah, so I mean, since I've been here, I've been pretty involved, and I've really enjoyed my experience here. And I'm just honored that some of the head honchos over here think enough of me to give me the privilege of running a Premier League. So I'm really looking forward to it.
It sounds like it's going to be so much fun. Now, you are the mastermind of our name, Pushing for Pay Dirt. Where did that come from?
Well, to be honest with you, it was Pitching for Pay Dirt. And then Sean stepped in and said he thought it sounded a little too much like baseball. And I agreed. So he suggested Pushing. And again, I think it was a good call. So I'm pretty happy with the name. And I'm working on the logo now. I can't wait to unveil that. Hopefully, I'll make some big headway with that this weekend. But yeah, I think we can do some creative things with the logo with that name. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Now, I'm an extremely crappy producer and host of a podcast, and I have no idea when the NCAA release date is. Is it the 17th? I know it's sometime June, after June, or July. July.
I believe it's July 10th.
July 10th. Okay, so July 10th is the date. Now, season pass owners will get that 3 days prior. I'm heavily considering a purchase of season pass. I didn't get it in the 12th cycle. Are you on that board yet?
I'm not. You know, I take my money where I can get it. So I saw that $45 deal on Amazon and snatched that up pretty quick. I also have a mom and pop store about 45 minutes outside of Philadelphia, where I'm from. If anybody's interested, send me a PM. That generally sells the game about a week early. So if I'm anxious enough, I might pursue that. But for the time being, you know, I'm going to take my $15 and take it with a smile on my face.
See, now, you know, I'm in Alaska where everything, well, there's mom and pops, but nothing video game related. So I either get season pass, and I did become a cheapo and get somehow free shipping to Alaska, so I will be about a week behind everyone. That's kind of what is making me considering season pass, since I saved the $15 buying it on Toys R Us, $45, and hey, 3 days early to just kind of fool around with the game before I have to wait a week to get it in my hands doesn't seem like a bad idea. But let's introduce our roster here, the members of Pushing for Pay Dirt. What ragtag group of guys did you come up with?
All right, so I mean, the minute I found out I'd be running a Premier League, I immediately came to mind of, you know, 4 to 5 guys that we go way back with. You know, I've got Bulldog, Mike E, yourself, those, you know, us five right there. I mean, we go way back. We were all involved in RMG.
Don't forget Bucks, aka formerly known as Bucks Fan.
Bucks, yeah, you're catching me off guard. I have a roster in front of me. So, yeah, didn't forget about you, Matt, aka Bucks. Yeah, all of us, we've gotten really friendly. And, you know, I think that's a great core to build around. And we pretty much embody what I envision this league to become, which is a group of guys that are really friendly. I mean, even before I got a Premier League, we were shooting a PM back and forth, you know. Hey, you know, we kind of missed that last cycle. Would love to get back together and run something. So, you know, those were just easy calls. I was just glad that, you know, I could cajole all you guys, especially you, to join us. And from there, you know, I've got some guys in the TMFL. BAWVU. We got Danthrax and Somoff. Those three guys I know from the TMFL are great guys. Beyond that, you know, I received a lot of interest. Put guys through a pretty interesting and thorough application process. Had them answer a bunch of questions. Derek C. and particularly Marty Webb come to mind immediately. Marty did a fantastic job answering questions. Was very thorough, and you know, they answered questions exactly how I wanted them answered. You know. Shared the same emphasis, same vision. You know, I think at PFP we're striving to create a galvanized group of members and an atmosphere that forges long-lasting friendships and camaraderie. You know, we're all chatting on the mic. You know, on a Sunday night when we all happen to be on. You know, come next summer, we're all pretty much on the same page in terms of moving forward together as a group and wanting to stay together. Not because of the competitiveness, but, you know, for the most part, just because we're all very friendly and enjoy the experience of an online dynasty with each other. So really excited about the group of guys we have.
Now, the setup with Premier Leagues this year is a lot more strict. We're going to be getting monitored. You know, this is something, a little bit more pressure on the Premier Leagues. What do you think, what do you want to achieve? If we see this as a year and we go quarterly, what do you want to see in the first quarter of PFP?
I mean, I'm glad we were given the opportunity to have some time to sort of, you know, get our footing. I want to hit the gate, start running right out of the gate, excuse me. And I believe that this group is very much motivated to produce the kind of content worthy of a Premier League. And I mean, that's really the big thing I want to see is content and activity. I want those boards to be, you know, lit up constantly. So from that standpoint, you know, I just want consistency. I want activity and I want communication. And, you know, in that first quarter, I think I'm not emphasizing the speed at which we advance. You know, I'd like to go 48 hours, but I'm very, very flexible in terms of if there's a user game scheduled, you know, 10 hours after the advance, I'm more than okay with that. We're all busy. Try to stick to 48 hours, but if need be, that's okay. So I'm not about rushing seasons. Anything like that. I just want good, solid content and lots of activity. So, you know, and like I said, I think I've assembled a group of guys that, you know, they're already on the boards. Everybody's participating. Everybody's active. And I think down the road, I think you'll see that sustained.
I can't argue with that there. I said if I were to lay out a bunch of goals right there, those would be it. Mainly content. You know, you and I, we're big content buffs. We love to read other stuff. You know, the more creative people can get, the better. But let's jump into the actual game. Let's jump on the disc, into the OD itself, and let's talk about goals in terms of seasons. Is there a number that you have set in your mind, like, man, I'd really like to get X number of seasons in?
Absolutely. 10. That's my target. I would love to get 10 seasons in. If we go 12, that's great. 10's my target. I really don't want to restart at all unless we have to. You know, the debacle that was NCAA 12, I don't foresee that being an issue again this year, but that's why I'm being so thorough in terms of our setup, which I'm sure we'll get to in a second, because I really don't want to restart. You know, I want everybody to be very attached to their own personal experience building their own team. And I think 10 seasons is a great goal and very, very feasible.
Okay, let's get a little bit about rules now. Do you have, without touching the game yet, do you have a specific quarter length in mind? This actually is a question coming us from Marty.
I'm thinking 7 or 8 minutes, probably 8, depending on the clock run. I think that that's sort of, I think 8 minutes has been a good standard set by most leagues, or 7. You know, I really want to take the first week or so, play the game, and make sure we're getting accurate sim statistics. I don't want, you know, each team to have 600 yards a game. I don't want each team to have, you know, 250 yards a game. So it's that stuff will kick around. But off the top of my head, I'd probably say 7 or 8, depending on the clock runoff.
Okay. Now, one thing that the website Tradition Sports Online is all about is gamesmanship, sportsmanship, you know, being a good sport, and that's including when you play the CPU. Another question coming to us from Marty, do you foresee any kind of scoring cap that you'd like to enforce against the CPU?
I don't believe so. I think, I think we've assembled a pretty good group of level-headed guys. I'm not into, really getting very specific with rules like that, because I sort of empower my users, the guys in my league, to know what's appropriate and what's not. I'm pretty sure if you're hanging 7 on, you know, Ohio as Ohio State, it's probably an issue with that. Now, in terms of putting in second string, 28 points in the second half, second string in. That I have no problem with being very clear and very specific. I know a lot of leagues have done 21 in the past, but I've seen some rubber band AI from the computer in years past. And I've had some situations where, you know, I'm up 21, I pull my guys, next thing you know, it's a 7-point game. So 28 will be the limit there. You know, it also depends on how much the computer is putting up against you. So, I mean, if a game ends, you know, 70 to 50 or something like that, you know, then I'm safe to say that that's okay. You know, I think we'd have to look at the quarter length then. But yeah, I mean, I'm leaving it up to guys to be responsible. You're all Premier League members. So at this point, I've thought about it. I've thought enough about you to put you in my league that, you know, you should have a bit of responsibility. I can't babysit everybody in that regard. So,
okay. Now let's get into the setup. This is something everybody's been wanting to hear about. We're going to hold off on some of the bigger issues that we've talked about in PMs and on the boards, but let's tease a little bit in terms of team selection. Are we going to do a formal draft where we pick big obnoxious pictures on the boards and, you know, put everyone on the clock? Or what do you see a setup for team selection?
Absolutely. We're going to do a big obnoxious draft. And I believe it was last year in RMG before everything got shut down. We had, you know, introduce your top 5, then, you know, wait 12 hours, introduce your top 3, wait 12 hours, make your announcement. And I mean, we've got tons of time to kill before the game comes out. I thought that was a great way to stir up activity and interest, and it really worked out nicely last year. And, you know, some of the more impatient guys might not love that idea, but once you get into it, you'll see it's great. You know, if you're gunning for, you know, Tennessee, and, you know, let's say I'm gunning for Tennessee, you've got the pick before me. I see Tennessee in your top 5. I start to get a little nervous, and, let's say you don't end up picking Tennessee. It's just that much more gratifying when they fall to me and I'm able to pick them. So that's definitely the setup. And, you know, later on, I will discuss exactly the time and date for the draft. I have that all set up. So, that's the plan.
And you bring up something. Well, actually, until the disc of NCAA 12 itself with the transfer failed and everything ruined the experience for me, that was a blast. I love that, you know, putting your top five up, making everybody behind you in the draft sweat. Then when the top three comes, you got people panicking when their teams are still in your board, and then you finally can either let them off easy or just go for the death blow when you announce their team is yours. I found that to be extremely fun, and just it made for good content too on the boards.
Absolutely. And that sort of brings me up to the next point. To all you PFP guys listening, I understand we all have our teams. You know, I'm a big Notre Dame fan. You're a big Ohio State fan. You know, we've got like 8 Ohio State fans in the league. Bulldogs, obviously Georgia, Bucks. I know he loves his Hurricanes. But I truly believe that, you know, the experience should more than compensate for you not getting your particular team, because it's absolutely impossible to make everybody happy. So we'll do our best, you know, and I do believe that at the end of the day, you know, this group that we've assembled, it's going to be a fun experience no matter what. So.
Well, and you know, guys, we actually seem to have a lot of guys like myself who, yes, we have our favorite teams, but we could just as easily be Northwest Dakota State of University of Ohio. You know, we really Absolutely. Could just be anybody and have a good time because we enjoy the recruiting aspect, and now announced in 13, the scouting aspect of the game, that, you know, just building the program is good enough.
Absolutely. I don't know if you caught it, but the new quick clip Thursdays has an in-depth scouting video. I think it's 3.5 minutes long. I haven't gotten a chance to look at it yet because I just got in, but definitely check that out after the podcast.
For sure. Now let's dive a little bit deeper into the setup, and let's talk about conferences. What are we brainstorming as far as conference setup? Are we doing 1 of 12 users, 2 of 6 apiece, 3 of 4 apiece? Where are we going?
Absolutely. Without a doubt, I've come to the conclusion that 2 conference setup is the best for multiple reasons. First of all, it's very competitive. Both playing-wise and geographically speaking, really trying to challenge us in terms of recruiting. I've already announced that we're going to do Heisman recruiting. It's going to be very difficult this year, and I'm really looking forward to that. I like having to dig up guys that might get overlooked, and I kind of enjoy the computer kicking my ass every now and then. You know, I'm tired of everybody having A-plus teams by year 7 and the computer kind of falling by the wayside. So, we are going to do Heisman recruiting, and we are definitely going to do 2 conferences. Now, ideally, if it were up to me, I would have those 2 conferences close geographically. We'll get into conference selection in a little bit, but we are doing 2 conferences. And from this point forward, I'm going to give a lot more of the control to the rest of the league, as opposed to making these executive decisions like I did with Heisman recruiting and 2 conferences.
Now, would you prefer that these 2 conferences have a bowl tie-in?
You know, absolutely. And an idea I've kicked around in my head is creating a bowl tie if there isn't one already. So, I mean, it's something, you know, it's back to the whole traditionalist versus, you know, convenience thing, which, you know, I for the most part, I'm pretty traditional. I know you are as well. But you know, with all the movement in college football and all the craziness going on, you know, there's nothing too unrealistic about that in my mind. So again, you know, once we settle on all the conferences and stuff, it's something I'm definitely going to bring up and see, you know, how people want to proceed.
When TCU, you know, joins the Big East, or at least flirted with joining the Big East, you know, we know contradiction and everything. Basically, common sense goes out the window when it comes to college football anymore. And, you know, who knows? Now that NCAA has given us that customized options, we could see some shifts. Do you see any customization going on in our group?
I do. Where it makes sense, though, I'm going to be very particular about that. And only if, you know, This is just something that comes to mind right away. If we end up running the SEC, for instance, and I've got somebody like Bucks who really wants to be Miami, that's something that I'll evaluate, because, you know, you put them in with Florida, and geographically it makes sense. you know, in terms of talent, it makes sense. So that's definitely something I'm going to consider. And again, I'm going to get everybody involved in those discussion. Any idea or to be, you know, turned down right away by me or any more of these executive decisions? I think I've made enough for now. I'm sure I'll have to make plenty down the road, but for the time being, I really want to involve everybody moving forward.
Now I'm going to ask you to think of something here, because there's one question left that I know you're thinking about, that I'm thinking about, that we have yet to ask about the setup, that I just want you to basically give you an open forum before I ask you the killer question. Anything that we've left out thus far?
Just hit me with it.
All right, dude. It's the thing we're all talking about. Coaching carousel. What role is it going to play in this dynasty?
Well, this is certainly an area of some contention. You know, we've been going back and forth both through PM and on the boards about this. And to be honest with you, I hadn't even really thought about it until, you know, just recently I picked NCAA back up, and I had never given the feature a go. And, you know, for shits and giggles, I picked it up and I've had an absolute blast with it. I really have. I started as the defensive coordinator for one star FIU, and now I'm the head coach of LSU, you know, 8 seasons later. And, it's interesting because I hate LSU, but I'm loving coaching them. It's like you work so hard to get up to that level, and, it's really gratifying. It really is. And I happen to inherit an LSU team that was like 3 stars and not that good. So, I mean, it's also fun to sort of turn a prestigious program around like that. In terms of coaching carousel, I have reached a final verdict on that. And we are going to be using coaching carousel, but not for each individual user. We're going to have the computer teams turned on, and, you know, we're going to pick teams and stick with them. But I do want to see some movement from the computer. You know, if Lane Kiffin's struggling at USC, you know, I would love to go, you know, go out to LA and play them and have them run an option offense. You know, that recently happened to me in my offline CC, and I loved it. I thought it was great. It keeps things fresh, creates natural content and storylines for us to build around. So like I said, coaching carousel will be turned on, but the only movement that we're going to see is from computer teams.
Okay, so what I gather is we are going to have a hot seat every year where some CPU coach, maybe multiple, will be getting axed from their jobs while we stick around our schools, and we're all going to be head coaches, I'm assuming.
Yes, absolutely.
You know me. I was originally against it because of the kind of stigma it had in 12 in the beginning as part of what was believed to be a contributing cause of transfer fail or part of it. But if we had to do it, this was the way I wanted to see it. Now, before we call to wrap for our first edition of the Pushing for Pay Dirt podcast, jeez, that's going to be a tongue twister. Maybe we should just come up with our own name for this podcast.
Yeah, but man. Keep it short.
PFPP. We could do PFPP. The Pushing for Pod. Oh, wow. Pushing for Pay Dirt podcast.
There you go.
There was one question that Marty wanted to ask. When are you going to get a good headset?
That's an excellent question. You know, I'm going to order one tonight, Marty, just for you. I found one for $7 on Amazon. I'm going to do it. I don't feel like I just recently bought a recording device, so I don't feel like going out and spending, you know, $50+ on a headset. You know, these Microsofts, I took care of them. They seem to just not work. So, you know, their life expectancy is low, but it's $7. I'm okay with that. So I'll pick one up tonight. And just to touch on the CC thing again, moving forward, I do expect a majority of this group to stay together next year. At least that's what my hope is. And it's absolutely something I want to revisit. The reason I ultimately turned it down was it just seemed like a bit of a logistical nightmare, you know, scheduling wise, conference wise, and just in general, the logic's not very good. And they really didn't touch it that much. I know coach prestige is going to be different this year and all that. But you know, I reached out to Drifter and a couple other guys who had experiences with the coaching carousel online. And, they all sort of echo the same sentiment that it can be very frustrating because, you know, you'll get a job over me and I might have deserved it more. And that can be really frustrating. And especially in our first year, I want to come together more than I want to be, you know, bickering about anything like that. Nothing divisive there. So I think it's the right call. But, you know, like I said, moving forward, especially if they do some work on the coaching carousel, just for all you guys as a heads up, that's something I'm really interested in moving forward.
Thank you so much, Steve, aka iPinch, for joining us, for gracing us with your presence. Although, then again, it's going to be you and me, boy. We're going to be doing all of this all season long, pushing for Pay Dirt podcast. I can't wait. I love this. This is going to be great. NCAA 13 coming out. When again? I have a horrible memory.
July 10th. And one more thing before we sign off here. I do have a schedule laid out for everybody. Right after the podcast is brought out, I'm going to put up a thread about team prestige. And I just want some good, you know, banter conversation about what do you guys feel about that. Should we limit it to 3-4 star? Should we leave it unlimited? And I want to kick that idea around for a while. And then on the 7th, I'm going to put up a poll. We're going to have an official vote. Once that's resolved, we're going to put up a thread about conference selection. We're going to kick that idea around for a week. And then on the 14th, we're going to have another vote. And by then, we'll have prestige. We'll have conference selection. And on the 24th, we're going to start the draft. That's a Sunday, June 24th.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to all this content we're going to be rolling out. I'm looking forward to the polls. I'm looking forward to, you know, this banter. Who knows? We may even start a debate.
Yep.
As you know, I'm a master debater. But, you know, I don't mean to kiss tail. I really don't. But, you know, just for you, Steve, we're going out with one of my favorite songs. You know, Salt-N-Pepa, What a Man.